Blog Talk Radio.
Your body, gal, and that's your mind. Well, love is your body parts, twist and turning. Bend
door but I yearning. Me a the teacher, so much learning. You a the body gal, so much earning. Me say me dreaming, you know me do it right. Me a the gal from the block, say every night. Me a the gal from the track, say till the light. I'm on in, say you from the landing. The gal look like she been through a storm in. Somebody daughter, somebody mother. Wah, somebody sister, me make you redder. Man, you better hold up, you put your soul up. Say in the place where, say there's no love. You better hold up, you put your soul up. Say my friends, wah. Say no love. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them hitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them hitty. Me know a life rough, me beg you hold on. Me know the rent due in the next month. Me know the kids need food the next time. That's why you're jumping at the bends when them blow their hard. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in at the nighting. That's why you shake your body, say for the writing. The dollar bill, the gal say she will follow. The dollar bill, the gal say she will hollow. But the dollar bill, gal can't buy tomorrow. Me know the road say it long and well narrow. Me know a life say it hard and full of sorrow. You have to hit the target, say like an arrow. And fly for me daughter like a sparrow. I feel you. Kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them hitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. We bring the good news, brand new shoes, I tell blues. Tell me and feel me cool. That's what we do in the city of the last one, international. You call me boss one, that round the world we igniting, round the world still we riding. We hit the mark, we know how we play the part. In all the dark, but the light, I feel me part. That's how me walk, that's how me trot, man. Say in a Babylon, say in a Kingston, say in LA. Holy, I don't play, you mess around, me and me peace only. You mess around, you hit the ground, Bombay. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty.
I love that song, Kitty by Dread Days, LA based reggae band. Shout out to those guys. What's up? Thank you for your support. And I think I'm just been having a blast network with you guys. Can't wait to see you live and in person, and can't wait for you all to appear here on Culture Shock and the Tampa Report. So shout out to all my friends on the West Coast and all over the world. You're listening to Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock and the Tampa Report. And of course, before that, you heard Mars Mills all round and round. Wow, it's a lot of news to squeeze into a little time, so I'm not going to, like, just try to squeeze things in, but hey, check me out at the Spreecast at 11 a.m., and I'll talk about New Orleans Saints news, Houdat Nation news, and other news also, but really, the show is titled Houdat Nation News. And you see a picture of Coach and I from 2007, I believe. Had some more pictures from 2008, the last year they practiced here, and they vanished at Walmart some way. Just vanished. They was like, okay, and they vanished. I mean, not only the sports pictures, but other pictures also. But I knew that the pictures were going to end up vanishing. But I should have immediately picked them up. I had a good relationship with the workers there. So it just, my pictures is amazing. His coach had always wondered, well, I wonder why I never got my pictures. Because they vanished at Walmart. We're talking sports. So those of you that do not know the scores of March Madness, I caught a little bit of one of the late night games last night. Number four, Wisconsin versus number one, Syracuse. Syracuse, of course, won 64-63. That's the East Regional round four. And also with East Regional, number six, Cincinnati versus Ohio State. Ohio State 81, Cincinnati 66. West Regional, round four. Number four, Louisville 57, and Michigan State 44. Yeah, I've seen one of my cousins who in recent years just moved back from Detroit, and also the alma mater of my twin cousins who are her sons. I had seen her Facebook. I knew that they had lost because just from her Facebook posting was like very like disappointing. And also, number seven, Florida, 68 versus Dwayne Wade's alma mater. Number three, Marquette. Florida, 68, Marquette, 58. And right before airtime, the Mavs sent me an email, and my goodness, you always need to visit the Mavs.com because there are so many awesome promotions going on. Two of my favorite promotions that are happening at Mavs.com. And by the way, happy birthday to Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd is turning 39 today. So happy birthday, Jason. Can we do it again, win the championship? Like I said, there are a lot of promotions going on, so you just have to click on to Mavs.com to see what I'm talking about. But two of the fave promotions of mine are Take Flight with Jet, where you get a chance to have a clinic with Jet, and not just by yourself, but bring like 14 guests. And that's a promotion with Everson's Grocery Stores and Dannon products. And then there's the Meet Kirk promotion that's going on also. And that's a promotion with Kroger, and that's about meeting Kirk and also having an opportunity to tour the Mavs facility, training facility also. So those are two awesome promotions, but they're all like – their website is just amazing. I just love it. And also, you should create your profile also, because it is really fun to chat. I haven't chatted in a while in the Mavs.com website, but it is just a blast. But check out those promos, because there are many, many more. Those are just two of my favorite promotions that are going on that, you know, that's a fun promotion for kids of all ages, grown-ups, adults, and everything. But I mentioned it was there's Jason Kidd's birthday, but it's also one of my faves, Chaka Khan's birthday. She's 59. Rick Okafek of The Cars. I love, oh, my goodness. The Cars, 63. Moses Malone is 57. It seems like he should be younger than that. Basketball Hall of Famer. Amanda Plummer, actress, 55. Maren Hinkle, actress of Two and a Half Men and once 46. And again, is now 46. And Perez Hilton, he's only 34. Maurice Jones-Drew, he's now 27. And actress Kerry Russell is 36. So happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy. I miss Bennigan's. I love going to Bennigan's. You know when you would do the happy, happy birthday song? That was a blast. And also, you know, I'm getting this from DallasNews.com newsletter. Today in history, also, and one of my favorite, if not my favorite, president, 1983. And I remember this because I lived and breathed Ronald Reagan as a young girl. President Ronald Reagan proposed the development of technology to intercept enemy nuclear missiles. The plan was dubbed Star Wars by its critics. But that was a fantastic plan that he had. And Ronald Reagan also was a proponent in space travel and NASA program, and I know he, oh my God, I wonder what he would say if he knew, oh, we did not have a fleet of shuttles right now active. I just wonder. So that happened on a day, and also we've been seeing all through the media the celebration of what happened 2 years ago in 2010 when President Barack Obama signed the $938 billion healthcare overhaul, you know, deal. And also, sadly, Elizabeth Taylor passed away on this date on last year. at the age of 79. So, you know, just sending much love out to all of you. I'm sending much love out to one of my dear, dear longtime friends, former schoolmates, and also a dear friend of mine. And she and I practically talk on a daily basis via Facebook and so on. And we're so supportive of one another. And I must ask you to also send prayers to my dear friend, Sharon Williams, and her son, who is hospitalized right now with a bullet wound and is recovering. So just asking for you all's prayers. I mentioned her on Valentine's Day because she and I, were so, even though we don't have significant others, we're celebrating. We're celebrating Valentine's Day because it's all about spreading love and loving oneself. So he's recovering, but then she's also having a tough time also dealing with this, and I'm quite sure she is because, you know, I'm dealing with a tough time with my kitty Smokey being missing in action for 4 weeks, you know, and I'm still, like, I still miss my son who died soon after birth in 88, so I know how much she loves her son because she talks about her son on a regular basis, and, you know, it's just you know, we pray for each other anyway, and then when things happen, wow, that we know that, hey, you have to put it in, like extra prayers for one another. And definitely we must keep the family and loved ones of Trayvon Martin in our prayers and so on, because this, I mean, crimes like this are just something. And, you know, a lot of stuff been happening here also. The three guys have been sentenced regarding the death, that, you know, the bad death that happened here last summer. So I won't go into detail. And then, but then it makes me wonder how will a friend of mine's death, will a horrific case also will be handled, you know. It's bad when there are different races involved, but it's bad also when crimes are black on black. Bad when they're white on white. It's bad when they're Mexican on Mexican, Hispanic on Hispanic, Italian on Italian. We need to pray for peace and pray to stop the violence. You know, it's sad when the crimes are racially driven, but it's sad also when it's crime on our own. We don't give people pass just because they're the same race, do we? You know, I mean, really. So when bad is bad. And one quote that I always loved from Thurgood Marshall was, what's the difference between a white snake and a black snake? Nothing, because they both bite. So racially driven crimes are bad, period. Racially driven crimes and just crimes of hatred. Because any bad crime, any murder must be, unless it's self-defense, must be a crime of hatred. Must be. So, you know, shout out also to Reverend L. Sharpton for the Lord giving him strength also to carry on and lead the rallies and to be out vocal while dealing with the death of his mother also. So we must continue to keep just, you know, everyone in front of cameras and behind the scenes in our prayers. We all just must be supportive of one another. We'd be surprised of who's praying for us and who's supportive of us. Because I know I'm always surprised of who turns their back on me and then who's there reaching their hand out to me. You never know who has your back until it's revealed. And sometimes it's never revealed. So just be thankful for the blessings that you do have and for the people and the support system that you do have. Those that you know of and those that you don't, you know, and just the guidance of God. I didn't mean for this to turn into like a preaching session, but that's just what I wanted to mention. And as community news also, my former OBGYN and her husband are leading a rally called Rally for Religious Freedom today. I thought I would make it to it, but I'm not sure. I don't think I will. And also, if I make it to anything, it is to be supportive of my friend Sharon while she's going through this time. But this is very important also. Rally for Religious Freedom is noon to one at the U.S. Courthouse in downtown Jackson at 501 Court Street, on the corner of Congress Street and Court Street. And my former OBGYN is Beverly McMillan. She and her husband, C. Roy McMillan, which is well-known abortion anti-abortion activist, and their contact number is 601-981-8377. And you can email Dr. McMillan. Dr. McMillan was my doctor when I was pregnant with my son. And Freda Bush, she and Freda Bush like practiced together. And so when my son was born prematurely, and I almost died also during the childbirth, when my son was born, Freda Bush was the doctor that handled the birth of my son. But Dr. Beverly McMillan was my doctor, was my doctor. But they, they worked together. So you hear me talking about both of them. That's how they both were both my doctors. Both hardworking ladies. And Beverly McMillan has an amazing story too. You all should Google her, because she came to Mississippi in the 70s as one of the first abortion doctors. And I know when she was my doctor, she would share scriptures with me and pray for me, and pray for me to go full term, and pray for me to have a healthy baby. But when she came to Mississippi in the 70s, she was an abortion doctor. And God touched her heart to stop administering abortions. But she and her husband, anybody that drives down State Street, see her husband outside the abortion clinic on State Street in the Fondren area. But I can't believe 90 seconds is almost up, because we've got to talk some more about some more sports. And I see Rich Roughneck online also. But, you can email, but you can visit their website also, standupreligiousfreedom.com. And I have, come out the closet that I had an abortion as a teenager. I was 15, got pregnant. My mother, I had no choice. Abortion. So I had an abortion. Some people didn't know that. Well, you had an abortion. Yeah, I was a teenager. I was 15, and I am pro-life. And Dr. McMillan used to be a former doctor abortion doctor. But what's up? What's up? It's a happy weekend, and also the Dippity Doo events are going on in Fondren also. But we're going to continue the show. We have 15 more minutes with Rich Roughneck. We're going to talk about Saints. Going to talk about Cowboys, because I have a lot of Cowboy news. And I'm not going to be able to talk about all of it, but if you check out my Spreecast at 11 at Spreecast.com, create a profile and talk with me. You get on camera and everything. So thanks so much for your support. Okay, again, if you're wondering what this is all about, the rally, it's about what people have been talking about. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued a mandate requiring all employers' health plans to include free contraceptives, sterilizations, and abortion-inducing drugs, regardless of any more religious objections. Catholic universities and hospitals will be forced by the federal government to provide services that directly contradict church teachings. So that's what it's all about. And it's a joint project with the Pro-Life Action League and Citizens for Pro-Life Society. I was born in a Catholic hospital here in the Jackson metropolitan area. And, this is not about, I'm not talking about, I guess, politics today and religion, because we're going to talk sports. So I'm just going to end it at that. The rally is at 12, and we're going to talk some more sports. But, the hammer's going to come down on some more New Orleans Saints players. Management and coaching staff have received their punishment. And so they said that players are not immune to it either. So it's just a matter of time before the punishments are announced regarding some of our favorite Saints players. And also Goodell is warning all other 31 teams that if you have any type of bounty program, play for cash, you need to submit it in writing no later than March the 30th. And if it is found out that your team is participating or involved in any form of a bounty program, you are immediately terminated. And I've been checking out Dallas News, and I mean, they contacted and Jerry Jones with the Cowboys and asked them if they had any type of dealing with the bounty program, and they said no, and Jason Garrett said no, and Jason Garrett must submit in writing to Jerry Jones that the Cowboys does not have any type of bounty program. I remember, you all remember like Thanksgiving game when the Cowboys beat the Saints? Wow, my mom, she even noticed how bad the Cowboys was trying to get Drew Brees. I'm not saying they had a bounty program, but I'm just saying people notice sometimes when teams are out to get certain players. Like Red Ruff, Nick and I are talking about how teams were out to get Michael Vick last football season. I mean, to us, I was just like, okay, y'all just playing rough. You know, we're not naive. We know about bounty programs and so on, but, you know, we know that you all have better sense than that, too, to participate in illegal doings like that, which causes you and your teammates to get in trouble. And look at Greg Williams now. He's banned from the NFL indefinitely, right now, immediately. At least my friend Coach Sean, he does have until April the 1st to gather his belongings and prepare for a year away from the NFL, which is so sad. I just boo-hooed. I held up all day, and Reg Ruffneck called me. He would tell you I started bawling like a baby, crying, you know, and just crying. But I mean, that's somebody that I know personally. So, but you know, that's just wow, a whole year from a sport that you love so much and have played since you were a little kid. That is just amazing. And then the Super Bowl will be played in New Orleans in February of 2013. Please, I need to hurry up and click him on, and before I start crying again. but yeah.
Don't shout.
What's up, Reg Ruffneck?
What's up, sweetheart? Morning, boo boo.
How you doing?
Keeping
up with the March Madness.
Well, I wasn't able to keep up with it yesterday. Like I said, I'm waiting until it start getting down to like Sweet 16 and the Final Eight and the Final Four, because things are just still kind of shaping up. I think it's starting to take a little bit of form after this weekend.
Yeah, the players yesterday.
They did what?
I said I shared the scores of the games from yesterday. East Region.
Right. I was listening to you because, I mean, yesterday I was kind of in a little bit of a different place yesterday. I visited some old friends I hadn't seen in years, and we hung out for a minute, and then you know, yesterday was my father's birthday, so I was acknowledging
his birthday.
Happy birthday
to his memory. It was my aunt's birthday. One of my late aunt's birthday was the day before, and she was so special to me, especially around Easter time. So it's just amazing
right.
How these birthdays of our special people who aren't with us. And I bet your dad loved birthdays.
Well, yes. I mean, he loved birthdays, and then ironically, he passed on his favorite holiday, which was 4th of July.
And
so it does add a whole it adds a whole new sense of meaning now. But it's always best that we, you know, carry on their memories, because that's what we as children are supposed to do for our parents, is to carry on their name and their legacy. So that's what I intend to do as far as my father's concerned. I also heard you talking about how Roger Goodell is now calling everyone else up to task about the bounty program, and you know,
he's talking about firing people on the spot if he finds out.
He has definitely gotten everyone's attention now with the penalties he levied upon the Saints. So now I think everybody knows he's not playing. But you know, the ballet program, of course, people are going to deny.
Oh, man, you're right. Huh? Big D. He getting them all of them, but he's reading this article in the Dallas News. Wow. He, like, got on Jerry Jones, and Jerry Jones been getting on Jason, Coach Jason said you all don't have the Cowboys, my other favorite team, Cowboys don't have a bounty program. So Goodell said he wanted in writing, not only from the Cowboys, but from everybody by March the 30th.
Well, I think the thing about it is, I mean, to really, the only way you can prove anything is someone has to step forward and say something or have brought it to the attention of the commissioner. And, you know, as we was brought to pass that, you know, Warren Sapp is now accusing his fellow alumnus, Jeremy Shockey, of being the snitch in the Saints
situation.
Exactly.
That's what I was about to ask you about. Well, how cool is that?
The only thing I can say on that is that for Warren's sake, I hope he has hard, ironclad facts that Shockey was the one who turned in the Saints, because if he don't, you're talking about irreparable harm done. You're talking about lawsuits. Sapp could be sued. The NFL Network can be sued. A whole lot of people can be sued if what Sapp is saying is wrong. But if Shockey was the one that turned him in, then I just say, okay, Sapp is speaking on the fact of the player code.
ESPN reporting it too, but they're reporting it also that he is allegedly the snitch.
Right.
But
so
when
he
came out once first, huh?
Of course, Shockey vehemently denies that he was the snitch, but you know, of course, no one wants to ever be associated with being a snitch, so to say, or you know, really
in private. If he did,
right. He
did it in private, so we'll never know.
Right, but you know, I mean, this is going to be like almost as big as a steroid scandal was for baseball, but. We'll just have to stay tuned and see how things go. And, of course, it ain't even near about over for the Saints, because now they're going to have to find out which one of their players is going to be subjected to a penalty.
Exactly.
So,
they've handled the executives and the coaching staff, and now it's time for the players.
So that's going to be a hell of a who's who as far as to who's going to get the hammer swung on them. I mean, everyone's already, you know, practically got Jonathan Vilma on the chopping block, but
I'm friends with a lot of his fans. I mean, I'm a big supporter of his also, but, you know, I'm down with Who Dat Nation, period. And I'm just, oh, my God, I hope he's not on that list, because some of his male and female fans, they are going to freak out.
Well, I'm going to give you a little insight on this. I mean, the so-called bounty program, I mean, that's about as old as the game of football itself. But, I mean, I'm talking about especially it was high school, college. You know, I mean, I couldn't tell you how many colleges and how many alumnus have given college players nice little perks and benefits, you know, without going all into it. I mean, everybody knows. Hey, you know, take them out, steak dinners, you know.
We didn't have a bounty program, not on my team, not to my knowledge.
You can call it a bounty program, you can call it a war play. There's several ways you can cover this thing up. And
exactly.
But, you know, I mean, you can say, if you just want to say outstanding player, outstanding hitter or something, I mean,
that's
football.
And I see what you're saying. It starts from Little League on up, because in Little League, it could be that, okay, we're going to take you on a trip. Or who wants to go to Chuck E. Cheese? Just make an example.
Right. Chuck E. Cheese, get a couple of slices of pizza for that great hit you put on somebody.
From Little League to professional.
Right. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we was in high school. There was times when, you know, you tried to get the best player on the other team. You know, you ain't trying to maim and cripple or dismember him of nothing in any sort of way. But hey, you put a good layout lick on a wide receiver or the quarterback. I mean, hey, that's part of the game. And I mean, that's something that, you know, that's just one of those culturally type of things that's always gone up in the sport. Because football is a very violent sport. You have to have a violent mentality to play football. You can't play football any other way.
Martial arts and football and boxing, because they are violent sports, but we know there's supposed to be rules and regulations also.
But it's hard to regulate violence. I'm sorry.
True.
Let's just to be honest, to be blunt, you know, I mean, I play
like
football,
Michael,
but not maybe
Gumbie,
not on the level
about
that they play. Pardon?
You're blunt, and well, it's a blunt topic because Mike Golick with Mike and Mike, he's very blunt when it comes to talking about the bounty program.
He played one of the most hard-nosed coaches ever. I mean, when you play for Buddy Ryan, you can't be passe with playing with Buddy Ryan. So Buddy was definitely the type of guy, you know, I mean, you talk about an ex-Army sergeant who then became a coach. I mean, you can't get no more hardcore than that. So
the time about to run out, but what's going on over there with Troy Aikman talking about Romo is a better quarterback than he, and Charles Woodson is like, what was going on with Troy? Troy must have been drinking when he said that, because he said, ain't no way.
all I can say is that Troy must have been in a very humble mood that day, because I have to kind of agree with Charles on that one, is that
squeeze that one in. We got 15 more seconds. But what?
Well, hey, Troy must have been in a very good mood and was very humble. Troy had forgot how great he was to make that assessment.
Troy's teammates made him look good.
Well, that's true too, but I mean, let's face it, Troy was a hell of a quarterback. I'm not taking nothing away from Tony